Holy fuck. I'm pulling up to the plant nursery right now because I went Saturday and realized after that there was a plant in there that I seen that was actually rare, and I didn't grab it. And I was like, you should have got it. So I'm here now because they're closed on Sundays and they're open today. And it's fucking busy. It's packed. Anyway, I feel like I'm sick, or I have my allergies, so I'm gonna fucking mask up so I don't get anybody sick. Just in case it's not allergies. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited to go get this plant. I hope it's still there. Okay, so like I'm in the plant store, right? Plant nursery. So I'm in the plant nursery. I'm in one of the greenhouses, the second greenhouse. So in order to get to the second greenhouse, you have to walk through the store. Then you walk through the first greenhouse, and then you can walk to the second greenhouse. So I'm in there, and this old man is in there. So it's busy right now because they're having a Labor Day sale, and like, who the fuck's gonna go at 8 o'clock in the morning? All the old people. So I'm walking in there, and this old guy, howly guy, is like looking at me, just staring at me. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I look fucking nails. I just didn't roll out of bed, brush my teeth, like throw my hair up in a fucking bun and put on clothes and a bra. You're welcome. And he just keeps staring at me. And so I'm looking, you know, I'm checking out which plant I want to get. So there's only three left of this rare plant. It's called a Prince of Orange. It's a philodendron. So there's three left. So I'm checking them all out. And I'm like, you know, because there's only a little bit left, like they're the rough one. You know what I mean? Like they're the ones that are looking pretty rough. And so I'm like deciding, you know, like, oh, do I want this one or do I want this one? And so I ended up choosing the one that had the big leaves, bigger leaves. But anyway, so he walks up to me and he looks at me, and I'm wearing my mask, and he's like, why are you wearing your mask? You know that we don't have the mask mandate anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? So like, you know, my girlfriend told me this before, and I was like, bah, I do this all the time. She said, you ever look at something that's so stupid, you gotta squint. That's what I did. I just didn't fucking squint at him. Like, I don't even know what the fuck to say. Like, mind your business, you fucking old fuck. So I just didn't squint at him. And then he was like, hablo inglés. He fucking said that to me. And I was like, yes, I speak English. I'm looking at you because I don't understand why this matters. He was like, because you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And they said, actually, I am not vaccinated and I feel sick, so I am wearing a fucking mask. Fucking grandpa. And then he was like, yeah, well, nobody would know. That's the mentality here. Now, I am not afraid of COVID, okay? Like, personally. Like, even for my family. Like, I'm not worried about it. Because I know that my witchy ass can create some fucking concoction that's gonna make us better. Like, I'm not even fucking worried. But I don't know what other people... not capable of, but I don't know how other people operate in their daily lives. Do you know what I'm saying? People are generally really fucking unhealthy. Like, they literally will wake up, roll out of bed, get ready for work, and go to the fucking gas station and buy a big gulp. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people do here. They drink a lot of fucking soda. I mean, they call it pop. And there's soda stores, like these like specialty stores, like on every fucking corner here, okay? So people are not healthy, like at all. And here's the thing, I'm not, like I said, I'm not afraid of it. Like, if I were to catch it, the mask isn't for fucking me, bitch. It's for other people. And so I just trip out. Like, he really fucking told me that. Like, nobody would know. Like, bitch, what the fuck? I don't want it on my conscience that... you know, I might be sick, even though I feel like it's allergies, but you never fucking know, right? Like, I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. But what if I do have it? I mean, there's three cases at my kid's school. They're really good friends. Their parents have it. And they are not quarantining their kids. They're still sending their kids to fucking school. My daughter is just leaving this damn house. So my daughter also wanted to go get this plant. And they're only leaving now. I was like... at 8 o'clock, I'm going, you know, to go get this freaking plant. And she was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to go with you. Bro, she wasn't even fucking ready. I didn't fucking leave. It's already 8:34 at home now. But anyway, so I'm just... I just trip out, you know, that people think that way and how selfish to think that way. Like, I don't know. I'm so eras. Like, usually I don't wear a mask even though I am vaccinated because I know I'm healthy and I know, like, I don't have shit. And, like, there's all this stuff about, oh, the symptoms and all this stuff. Like, some people are asymptomatic. You know what? I don't believe in that shit. I really don't. Because if my body is sick, it fucking says, hey, bitch, I'm fucking sick. My body will have symptoms. I don't believe that for a second. Like, I think that's, like, just some next level fucking bullshit that they're trying to spread. So it gets everybody to, you know, do whatever the fuck they want us to do, you know, according to their fucking agenda, whatever you want to say. That's what I truly believe. Like, that's what my NO tells me. And that's one thing too I want to say on this podcast is, like, I feel like so much of us depend on the news and the government to relay information to us, and they are not to be fucking trusted. Not in my opinion. If you want to trust them, that's cool. I'm not judging you. But as far as me, I'm not trusting them because they haven't given us accurate information, in my opinion, from the start. Like, honestly, they still don't really know what the fuck is going on, if you ask me, okay? Because, anyway, I don't want to get into it. I hate fucking talking about this. But, you know, it's like, it's a part of our fucking lives right now, you know? But I really try not to make it, like, the biggest focus of my life. But I was just wanting to share that. But anyways, my point is, listen to your NO. Listen to your NO. Like, that has never steered me wrong, ever. So, you know, pay attention to what your NO is telling you deep, deep down inside, okay? Don't allow your ego or your mind to think you out of whatever your NO is tugging you to do or telling you to do, because that happens a lot. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not good enough or whatever. And then your mind says, how are we going to do that? Or, you know, whatever, right? Like, there comes all this thinking. So in order to really tune into your NO, I suggest, if you're not just like, it's not this intrinsic thing for you. Like, for me, it's very intrinsic. Like, I've been doing it for years. But if it's not, the way you start is through meditation, getting quiet, getting still, removing thoughts from your head during that. It's hard as fuck, but it's like anything. It's always hard in the beginning. And as you continue to show up and, you know, the consistency and just doing, it becomes easier. I promise. I know that sounds so cliche, but I've done this. Like, this is how I started tuning into my NO. And that was by meditating daily, 10 minutes. Now I'm at 15 minutes, and that's taken me years, you know? So it's okay, whatever pace that you move and however you fucking want to do it. Like, just fucking do. Like, I'm so sick of people just making excuses all the time about, oh, I can't because of this. And it's like, bitch, then fucking try. Like, give it a chance. Like, fuck. Anyway, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. But yeah, just listen to your NO. But anyways, yeah, so back to the old man. I mean, I just trip out. It's like, fucking mind your business. But he told me nobody would know. And I'm like, okay, but that's not the fucking point, you know? So I was like, I like kind of like laughed about it in front of him. But really, I wanted to be like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, good Lord. So I just laughed and I kept looking at the plants, you know? And I was like, just focus on what you're here to do, bitch, because you have a workout to do when you go home. This is the part of the show that I call AstroTeller, where I spill the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically and Omuku kapua mahina ike yaka kahiaka. So we are going to have the new moon, or the mahina ho, in sidereal Leo at, let's see, 20 degrees of Leo at 6:52 p.m. Mauna time. So you can do a time conversion for that, wherever it is that you live. When the moon is in the sign of Leo, the energy of Leo likes being the center of attention, and they like to share their heart. It's a very fun, loving sort of energy, kind of childlike too. So this is a time for us to start doing things that make us like, that make us laugh, make us tap into our inner child, something that is fun, okay? So if life, if you've been operating in that survival mode, it's been getting real intense and really heavy. And this is where the energy lightens up. We've had a lot of shifts happen over this past weekend. Yesterday, Venus moved into Libra, which is, I feel it's a good place for Venus. And Mars also moved into Virgo. So Venus, this is the planet of love, relationships. It deals with we'll just say it at that. We'll just leave it real general. And Libra, she's the ruler of Libra, yeah? So she's happy in Libra, meaning that her energy is going to be very prominent because she's in her home sign where she belongs. So this is like, it's like when you're in familiar territory and you just operate at optimal levels kind of a thing. So it's like a person who's meant to, skate, you know, and maybe they're at their 9-to-5 and they work a desk job and they're doing, you know, telephone calls or whatever people do at call centers, you know, and they have to like fix everyone's problems and they get yelled at and they're not at their optimal, right? They're not operating at their best, right? And then after work is done, they go to the skating rink and they do that and they just shine. Okay. So that's kind of like that energy when a planet is in their home sign. It's like they just shine there. And so as an energy, we feel that the most. So when Venus is in Libra, it's like relationships are going to come to the forefront. And I love that it's aligning with this new moon in Leo because, you know, Venus is also the planet of love. So we're getting a lot of this like love energy, which is like one of the highest frequencies in the universe. It's a strong energy and we need this right now. We need this uplifting. Okay. So Mars, when Mars goes into Virgo, Mars is about what we do, the things that we want to do. Okay. How we assert ourselves. It's action. Okay. And so when it's in Venus or when it's in Virgo, Virgo is about like we've talked before in the past couple of weeks, getting our shit together, right? It deals with our daily habits. It deals with our health so that we can show up as the best version of ourselves for the people that we love in our lives. Bangle. That's what those two. Okay. So that shift happened yesterday, but you probably have already been feeling that. Yeah. So now today we have that new moon, Leo, which again, new moons. Oh no, I didn't talk about this. So new moons are the start of a lunar calendar. And so when you have a new moon in a particular sign, it's like urging us and supporting us to start something that deals with that energy. Okay. So when you have the new moon in Leo, maybe there's something where you need to start something that's more heart-centered, start something that's more creative, that's going to bring some fun back into your life. Start doing something where you're okay with being the center of the show, like you're the star. Everybody gives you their attention. That might sound really scary, especially if you're someone who's introverted. Me being a Cancer rising, I like being at home. I'm super introverted. People don't think that because, you know, on my story, I seem very like outgoing and extroverted or whatever. But in all honesty, I'm super, super introverted. So the idea of like being, you know, seen or whatever, like it's terrifying to me. But there's a part where we are being urged to utilize our creativity and share that. So sharing your heart with others. So starting this new project, this new venture, where you're showing up for others, you're doing things every single day, the daily habits, right? And sharing that, spreading that like aloha, that love or whatever energy. And it's something that is fun. It's something that is heart-centered to you. Okay. Now, Venus today, or no, actually it was Mars first. So Mars earlier this morning was in a trine with Pluto. Pluto is a very like transformative energy. So when we have a trine, it's like things are flowing together. So Mars and Pluto, it's a very similar energy in the sense that at one time, Aries and Scorpio both were ruled by Mars. And then as we learned more about these energies, Pluto became the ruler of Scorpio because it's a very similar energy to that Aries Mars. And it, does that make sense? So there are similarities between Mars and Pluto. So to me, these are going to jive together really good because they're kind of like on the same page. It's almost like when you connect two people who like just are on the same wavelength. You ever know somebody and then you meet someone and then you're like, oh, you would get along with my friend. That's kind of what that is. So it's like they're coming together, they're flowing together. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means that we are transforming or changing, transmuting the way that we do things or the way that we go about to do things. So it's really helping us to bring in more of that energy of sharing our creativity with Venus now. So she also was in a trine with Jupiter earlier this morning too. So, you know, they both just entered into these new signs and then now they're doing work. Yeah. So, trine again is a flow, and Venus and Jupiter. So Venus, you know, it's that love. Jupiter is happiness. It is expansive energy. So it's like expanding, sharing, putting out. Like sometimes it can be a little over the top, like Leo too, right? New moon in Leo. So it's like doing things in a different way to share your heart with others, to come from the heart, to be creative, to share your love, like whatever you want to say. And it's all working together today to make that happen. So on the first moon night, it's not very good to actually start these things. So this is more of the planning phase where you're like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. Like it's like set the intention, write down your intentions on a piece of paper, put it on a post-it, put it in your bathroom mirror. So every time you brush your teeth, you look at it and you say, I'm gonna be creative this month, whatever you want to say. Okay. Or I'm gonna start a workout regimen. I don't know, whatever you want to say. Okay. I'm going to come from a place of love in every interaction that I have with people, like whatever. So put those intentions out in front of you. So you see it every single day, make sure they align with the energy that I just shared. And you'll be good to go. But like I said, don't start today yet. Wait, you have to remember that the moon is in her dark phase. Yeah. So you can't even see the moon right now because she rose with the sun. So the sun's energy kind of like overtakes it and we can't really see. So like she's there, right? This, we all know the moon is there, but we just can't see it. And so the same thing, if you start anything today, it's like nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to see it. Okay. So this is more of like doing the background planning before it's time to go. I will definitely tell you guys like, okay, it is go time. So for now, just make the plan, set the intentions. It's almost like you're planting the seed right now and you're just taking care of like the dirt around it or whatever, you know, tilling it up or whatever, right? It's all the stuff that nobody really sees is what's going on. Okay. So this is the planting of the seed phase. So this is not a phase where everybody sees all of the things that you're doing. Yeah. What else do we have? That is it. Oh, nope, the sun. Okay, so even the sun, trining Uranus today. This is going to be later on this evening at 7:28 p.m. Mountain Time. So this is going to be after the new moon it peaks in the sign of Leo. And also keep in mind, I've said this on my podcast before, but if you're a new listener, you can work with the energy of the new moon when it's exact and 3 days after or 3 days before it's exact. But I prefer like when it's exact or 3 days, you know, within 3 days after, honestly. So you do have like a whole week to work with the energy of the new moon in a sense. So anyways, so if you miss it tonight, that's all I'm saying. If you miss it tonight at like 6:52 and you don't set your intentions or whatever for this lunar calendar, it's okay. Like you still have time to do what you need to do. I know it's Labor Day. That's why. And everybody's busy and you might not listen to this podcast on Monday when I make this, you know, when it goes live. So don't worry if you missed it. Okay. Now the sun trine Uranus, yet another trine. to help us to flow with this energy. The sun represents what people see of you, okay? Because to me, the sun is in the sky and we see it every single day. He rises and he sets and we see him. There's no way nobody's not going to see the sun, right? So to me, that's like, it's the part of you that you show everybody, like how you show up in the world. This is my interpretation. Some people say that's your rising sign and I don't agree. Like, I really don't. So for me, it makes sense more that it's your sun, because that's what you want people to see. I feel like our rising sign is different. I don't want to get into it right now. Anyway, so now Uranus energy is electric and it's sudden, okay? It's all of a sudden. So there could be something where you're like, I all of a sudden want to change my appearance. I all of a sudden, you also have to look at what houses are activated in your natal chart and shit like that, okay? But just to keep it real simple, there could be something that all, like, you're like, you just feel this spark and you're like, I need to do this. And that really resonates for me, because now I feel this spark that, like, I want to make stickers for planners and make like spiritual, like, stuff, you know? But anyways, for my planner, because that's what I want to utilize, but like, I don't have like the printer, you know, all these things, right? So it's like, I have to make these plans, but it like just came to me today. Like, I want to do these things. So anyways, it might be something that isn't like a usual thing, like out of character for you. Just honor it, because that idea, that spark, it came from somewhere, right? Probably Akua. So right now, if you suddenly feel like, I want to start painting, right? Because that's something creative. And maybe that's something heart-centered to you. So just go with it and just start, you know, figure out what you need to do so that you can get started when it's go time. So that is what I got for you guys. For Ashotera, mahalo for tuning in. And we're going to move on to the next segment. Okay, so we're going to get to Mana Monday, where I tell you guys the energy for the week. So I pulled a card, and it was the Nine of Swords upright, which talks about nightmares, worrying, fear, anxiety. So pretty much this week, even though there is that supportive energy as far as the planets go, I think a lot of us are being attacked on a spiritual or energetic level. So be careful of any negative external energies that are bringing you down, especially at night. You might be having nightmares, which just means, I mean, I make it sound like it's nothing, but which means that you're being attacked, like in the astrals, you know, if you believe in that. What else? If you're obsessing, like, let's take it one level in a different direction, which makes it not so woo-woo. Basically, it's talking about insomnia, worrying, just going through this negative cycle of some sort, where you feel really overwhelmed. You feel like, you know, it's almost like you're obsessing over things that might go wrong. And the key word there is might. The more that you think about these things, the more that you are attracting it, okay? So you have to shift the thoughts, because right now the energy is being super, super supportive. As you guys heard me talk about on Ashotera part. So don't allow the fear, the worry, you know, all of this obsessing over worst case scenario type of energy get to you. Shift your perspective. If you have insomnia, if you have, you know, something where you're not sleeping well, you're constantly thinking about things that are keeping you from resting, you need to do whatever you need to do in order to get out of that headspace, whatever it is. So if that means meditation, if that means, I don't know, creating a calm space, keeping a little nightlight on, I don't know, whatever. Maybe even getting rid of the nightlight, burning a candle. What is the word? when you put the essential oils, diffusing essential oils that keep you calm or something, like do all of those things. Rose, if you have it, that's the highest vibration. And those low entities, they don't like that shit. So if you have that available to you, fuck. After you shower, like rub that shit all over yourself. Anyways, and then say affirmations. I am protected, you know, whatever, right? Before you go to bed. So that is what I got for you guys for this episode. Mahalo for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your hualoha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and KanakaBootyClub.com.